Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. I welcome you to your favorite program once again, Commanding Your Day. Let us pray to our God, our Maker. Everlasting Father, we just want to say thank you to you this day. We bless and we honor you. We thank you, Lord, that yesternight you went to bed and you woke us up again this morning. It's not our doing, but it's because we are recipients of your mercy and of your grace. And we say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Lord, for all our going out and our coming in. We thank you, Lord, for the daily provision you have given unto us. We thank you for our health. We thank you, Lord, for our means of livelihood. We bless and honor you. Thank you, Lord, for being our God, for being our helper, for being our sustainer, for being our provider. Glory, honor, adoration be unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, we commit today's broadcast to your hands. I will pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively. That word that we are going to hear today, Lord, let it benefit us. Let it transform, let it heal, let it deliver, and above all, let it bring forth salvation of souls in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, I'm so excited this day that today we are coming to discuss about how God will reward our service. The fact is, He will reward your service. You will not labor in vain. The Almighty God will crown all your efforts in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged. You may be wondering upon all that you are doing in the vineyard of the Lord. I have nothing to show that you are still alive. That means there is still hope. And the Almighty God who has called you, whom you are serving, He will reward your labor abundantly beyond your wildest imagination in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking my text today from the book of Exodus. I'm reading Exodus chapter 23. I'm reading from verse 25 to verse 30. Say, you shall serve the Lord your God, and He will bless your bread and your water. I will take sickness away from among you. None shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror before you, and will throw into confusion all the people against whom you shall come. I will make all your enemies turn back to you, and I will send hornets before you. We shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the wild beasts multiply. They say, little by little, I will drive them out before you, until you have increased and possessed the land. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. This is a great word of comfort to you and I. The Lord is saying that if you serve Him, He's going to bless you. He will bless your bread. He will bless your water. That means that the Almighty God will indeed bless the work of your hands. That you and I, we shall not labor in vain. We will not serve Him in vain. The God who has promised to do it for us, indeed He will do it. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us that you will not be barren. He promises us in that same Deuteronomy chapter 7, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13, says, you shall be blessed above all peoples. Above all people, because you are a chosen one. See, you shall be blessed above all people, and there shall not be male or female barren amongst you or amongst your livestock. Even your livestock will not be barren, not to talk about you. Your Almighty God will be indeed bless the work of your hands. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, He will not allow you to labor in vain. He will prosper you on all sides. As He has promised, He will bring it to manifestation. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also promised us that you will fulfill all the days of your life. You will fulfill all the days of your life. That means that you will not die young. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the Lord will keep you in divine health. Affliction, diseases shall be far away from you. He tells us in the book of Job, Job chapter 5, verse 26, that you shall come to your grave in ripe old age, like a sheep gathered up in a season. Brothers and sisters, you will not die. You shall live to declare the work of God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because He will take all forms of destruction from you. Every cell, every organ, every tissue of your body, they shall work perfectly well in the name of our Lord Jesus. Those of you who have aged, the Almighty God is saying that, look, the diseases of the aged people, the aged, will not be your own portion. The Almighty God will strengthen you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also says He's going to take terror away from you. Everything that has been terrorizing you, the Lord will take them away. Rather, will make you a terror to the enemy. He tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 2, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 25, says, this day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you on the peoples who are under the old heaven, who shall hear the report of you and shall tremble and in anguish because of you. Wow, 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 that is fantastic. Say, He's going to put the dread and fear of you upon all the people, whoever they may be, black, white, yellow, colored, whichever color. With the Almighty God is saying that, look, they will no longer terrorize you because I'm with you, because I'm keeping you. So, brothers and sisters, why do you fear? Do not fear. The Almighty God is with you. The Almighty God is keeping you. And He continue to keep you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will continue to guide you in the name of our Lord Jesus. But you see, when you are doing the work of God, you need to do it heartily. You need to do it with all your heart, so that all these things I'm talking about can be yours. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, reading from verse 23, it says, whatever you do, work heartily. As for the Lord, and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. It is Christ you are serving. You are not serving the pastor. You are not serving anybody. You are not even serving your employer. You are serving Christ. In your place of work, in the church, wherever you find yourself, and you are serving, know that you are doing it unto Christ. And for that reason, you have to do it heartily. You have to do it heartily with all your heart. And the Almighty God, who has a wonderful plan for you, He will not allow you to perish. He will not allow you to labor in vain. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The Almighty God is ready to give you a fantastic future. So, brothers and sisters, do not look at the problems, do not look at the circumstance. The Almighty God has not forgotten you. He has not forsaken you. He will not forsake you. He said, those that put their trust in Him, He shall in no way forsake them. You are not the forsaking of the Lord. You will not serve Him in vain. You will not labor in vain. So do not look at those situations. The Bible enjoins us in the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Say, therefore, my beloved brethren, Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Be immovable. Do not allow anything to shake you. Do not allow it to shake you. Look at the situation and say, what is happening? No. Surrender it to God. Deliver it to his footstool. That is footstep. And he's ready to help you. He's ready to deliver you. Brothers and sisters, say, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable. And he said, always. He didn't say at certain times. He said, always. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing. That means that there must be a knowing in you. You must know that indeed the Lord will reward you. You are not serving him in vain. He will reward your labor of service in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you are trusting in him. It tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 3. Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in him. Believe in him. Believe that he who says it is more than able to bring it to pass. And indeed, he will bring it to pass. Continue to serve this God with gladness. Serve him with gladness. The book of Psalm 100. Psalm 100 verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Come to his presence with singing. Don't come into the church frowning your face. Don't do the work of God begrudging anybody, saying, it's only me. It's only me that is doing this work. Other people are not doing anything. Don't worry. God will repay each one of us according to our work. He tells us in Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Say, his master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Somebody will enter into the joy of the master this day in the name of Jesus. Somebody will be called that faithful servant. He's going to tell somebody this day, well done, good and faithful servant. Because you have been serving him with all your strength, with all your might, the Almighty God is ready to reward you. He knows what you are doing. He knows what you are doing. You may think nobody is seeing you. God sees you. You may even be in a department in the church whereby nobody knows that you are even doing anything. But just continue to do it. You may be in maintenance. You are the one cleaning the church and things like that. And people may be looking down at you. Don't worry. Don't worry. You are not doing it for them. You are doing it for God. The Lord will reward you abundantly. The Almighty God will reward your labor in the mighty name of Jesus. He will strengthen you. You see, as you serve him, he will release his power unto you. As he promised in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Say, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you. The Spirit of God will come upon you as you serve him. He will empower you. He will embolden you. It will strengthen you. It will make way for you where there are no ways. Nobody serves this God in vain. As you serve him, he will reward you beyond your widest imagination. In the mighty name of Jesus, every obstacle that is standing your way, the Almighty God will remove them. As you serve him diligently, with all your strength and your might. In the name of Jesus. But all this I'm talking about is for those who are currently serving God. If you are not doing anything in the vineyard of God, why don't you make a decision today and say, from today henceforth, I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve the Lord with all my strength, with all my might, and the Lord will empower you. And if also by chance, you have not even given your life, this is a great opportunity. Accept him and begin to serve him. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. So wherever you are, we are hearing me, and you have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, why don't you say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. And write my name in the book of life. It's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them in the name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone who have had this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be upon you. It will keep you. It will guide you. It will fight your battles. It will grant you victory on all sides. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Almighty God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.